Welcome to the official AFL Fantasy Podcast with the Traders.
G'day with the Traders, I'm Roy, I coach Destroy, and I'm here with Warnie.
Coach of the Warn Dogs.
And Calvin.
Coach of Calvinator.
Boys, we are here to reveal the prices of the North Melbourne Kangaroos.
No, I'm waiting for this one.
I'm worried.
Yeah, well, there's not much excitement surrounding the Roos, and like from a fantasy perspective, traditionally there hasn't been a whole lot in recent years.
Their highest averaging player was 94 last year.
What? I think we've got a little
bit to look at. Actually, the year before, they didn't even go over 100.
Okay,
no one.
People are tuning out by the minute. Right. I said I think I've got a little bit.
Okay, let's find something.
A little bit of interest.
Give me something.
Okay, now, fraught with danger, don't get me wrong. And you also have to bear in mind I'm desperate for like something exciting here. Aaron Hall.
Yeah.
Like it.
This is very, very interesting. So he's priced at 86. This is a dude that's gone 105.
Yeah.
He was pushing into that real elite level when he got 105, and that was with a handbrake. There was always random handbrakes that happened at the Suns that would derail him. He'd get dropped after getting like 9 votes in 3 weeks of a Brownlow.
Remember when we spoke to Rocket about that?
Yeah.
And it was the senior players went in and basically said,
that's right.
He needs to be dropped. And he's like, oh, what?
Just
drop him.
Yeah.
He's a fantasy player.
Yeah, and that's
the thing about him.
He wasn't meeting team policy. He was actually getting a kick.
Yeah.
So they got rid of him. So the thing is with him, he has the potential to find the ball. Now, you can only assume that the Kangaroos have got him for that reason. Like an attacking player. They haven't got him for his defensive pressure. They've got him knowing what he is at his best. And that is attack, and he is very good at it.
He walks into that team as one of their main ball winners now.
I saw a tweet back in the trade period that said he wouldn't make their best 22.
I saw that.
He's a sure thing to make their best 22.
Whoever wrote that?
I remember, actually.
Slap yourself.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Who was it?
Dow Sando, I think, said it, didn't he?
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Damn. Beautiful.
It was ridiculous. So,
well, that hair colouring's going into his brain.
He'll probably win their best and fairest.
He has no colour his hair, does he?
Oh, have a look at it, mate. It's disgusting.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I'd never know.
Really? Like, is he grey and he's dying at black?
Have a look at it next time.
I will.
He definitely
should embrace it, Cam.
So does old Lee Montagna. Don't get me started, dog. I've noticed them all. They all bloody do it.
Guilty. Now, we have to have a look at him, though. So for 626, that's a guy who could potentially go 105 again. I like it as someone to look at. Where does he go in draft?
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's where you're backing him to go 90 plus.
Easy.
You couldn't take him around other 100 type dudes, could you?
No. He's at North Melbourne.
I know.
No one in North Melbourne averages over 100.
I know.
A few days ago, we talked about Port Adelaide being a fantasy graveyard.
He's their most attacking. Like, he's their most likely to be able to do it, though.
No one in their team's gone over maybe 95 for 3 years.
He has the tools. This guy has the tools. Now, if you're looking for value, I like Jack Siebel as a forward. So he's coming off his worst season for a while. He's usually a lock for over 90.
Yep.
But he went at just 83. So that's on the back of 95 and 94 leading up to that.
Is that because he sat forward a lot?
Well,
more?
He did. But so we're tracking the preseason there. If he's going back into the midfield, there's a lot of value in the forward line this year. But if there's a hint that he's going back into spend a bit more time in the midfield, he is right up there with your biggest bargains at 601 forward.
Okay.
That's another draft interesting one.
100%.
I go
early on him in draft with that.
Does he just go because of his name? Or is he going to be, like, is he going to be an 83 dude for the rest of his
career? No way. He's way too good for that.
Yep.
Don't you agree?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
But now, it's North Melbourne.
It is. And let's just stop the pod.
Yeah, well, we could have done this with a few of them.
All right. battling through here, right?
Yeah, you're doing well.
Great job.
Now, someone.
It's better than Gold Coast.
Massively unders. Dom Tyson.
Yeah.
Awkward price, $5.56. But so far under what we have become accustomed to him, like, he's never going to be a superstar. But if this is if there's ever a stepping stone, this is it right here. So he's priced at about 77. All right. He, when he is given a proper run at it, goes over 90.
He's 90.
That's just what Dom does.
Yeah.
Dom Tyson does over 90. So he is 15 points under.
But then you take off 10 because he's at North Melbourne.
In the graveyard. All right. Put a line through him. Goldstein is your second ruck.
Yeah, so we're all locking
Grundy.
I'm a bit interested here.
So he's a little bit cheaper than your Martins and your Westhoffs and your things like that because he went at about 93 last year.
Yeah.
Now, remember, his best is better than a lot of...
he's been 115.
He went 114 there. And he's done 100 a couple of times. I don't think he's going to get back to 100, but he's one of the few rucks that is a safe solo.
Well, they did bring in what's-his-name, that Tom Campbell that was Bulldog, but...
They're not going to
back up.
I think
that's about all he is.
I think he's a backup.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. He's a bit cheaper than those other guys, but he will probably go that 6 points less than a lot of those rival guys.
Right.
Polek was a big name.
Brought in a couple of players.
Yeah.
Polek and Pitta.
And there was a lot of excitement about Polek, but I reckon avoid that.
Yeah.
He averaged about 93, which is what he's priced at. And I think that's probably glorifying what he will do.
Yep. A great Roy, you've actually done a really good job.
Thanks, mate. Now,
the
rookie that I want, but at least I found names.
Yeah.
Now, Taron Thomas, Tassie boy, so we're always going to have a bit of a soft spot for him, but he is a mid. Now, I thought he would have been given DPP, which I had him penciled in.
He was a mid forward when I watched him in the TSL this year.
He certainly was, and it would have been more forward than mid.
Yeah.
So. He is someone, so 256, I think he'll be more of a forward, rare hits in the midfield for the Roos, but he's very exciting, but I think he's just a bit too pricey at this stage.
Yep, all right, a couple of questions from Twitter. One here comes from Militon. Will Pittard become relevant at North, or is he done now? So Pittard... You look at him. He had an 82 3 years ago. Yeah. He's down at 71 price. Like,
look, he'll go high 70s, maybe 80.
Yeah. Obviously, but defender status.
Draft relevant.
Only. Should be okay.
Yeah. Only for draft.
But you still wouldn't even do it with confidence.
No.
Nope.
Would you?
No. You'll be Marley Williams take two.
Oh, Marley. Can you see that tumbleweed going across here? Questions about North Melbourne? No. Not many people are that keen on the Roos.
Is that about... And Roy, you've given me some good names.
Yeah, and just remember, when you tweet your anger at me, I'm not actually their list manager.
No.
I didn't compile this.
Well, they'll improve rabble. This year. They'll be a better team this year.
Will they? I don't know. They'll be like Port Adelaide take two.
I was looking down the list too. DPPs.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing down there until $180,000 Curtis Taylor.
Not even Champion Data likes them.
I tried to talk up that they were becoming borderline fantasy relevant, and it's just a lie, isn't it?
Oh, look, I'm interested in Aaron Hall.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm interested.
Yeah. The draft.
I would but be someone happy else with him as a draft slider.
Before me.
Because the thing is then...
I think they will.
Like, I talk about all that with him, and it is genuinely exciting.
It is.
He's so far unders. He's so cheap. But he never plays a full season. There's always something
with
Aaron.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is. I don't think it's always his body. But
I'm interested in Zeeble as a forward.
Yeah.
You know, that you've made me a...
For draft.
Alert to that as well, so...
All right. I've got a child crying in the background of you boys.
And it's more exciting than this.
Sick of us talking for 9 minutes about North Melbourne. Well, there they are. The North Melbourne Roos. Good luck picking anyone from there. We apologise for that. Geelong will be next in our series of price reveals of these podcasts and all of the content on afl.com.au/fantasy. And make sure you grab the podcast wherever you get good podcasts
from. Hey, just one thing.
Ones. Oh, yeah?
I might actually have an option for you.
Oh.
I forgot about
Bailey
Scott, a midfielder, 174.
Oh, yeah.
He could get games.
Yep.
Yeah, he could get games.
Right,
yeah. Good all-round player.
Good.
Anyone else? Lock him in.
No.
You've been listening to the official AFL Fantasy Podcast. For more expert advice from the traders, head to afl.com.au/fantasy.